We're back here on Giants.com with your special Saturday two-minute drill. I'm John Schmelk. Giants and Falcons, MetLife Stadium, home opener tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Let's start doing a little bit of a preview here, folks. Of course, the two big players in this game are at wide receiver, Julio Jones and Odell Beckham Jr. Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo actually interviewed Julio Jones when he was the head coach of the St. Louis Rams, and Jones was coming out in the draft in 2011. Here's what Spags thought of Jones then.
He sat in my office in St. Louis when he was getting ready for the draft. And I was like, we got to find a way to get this guy. But then there was no way when Atlanta jumped up for whatever they gave up. He's as impressive a guy as I ever sat and talked with. I'm talking about as a person, as a football player, how smart he was, his goals, his vision, the whole thing. He was impressive.
Over the course of this week, both Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie and Prince Amukamara have talked about dealing with the very fast, big, and physical Julio Jones. Now, generally, the Giants play left and right. They won't have one of their cornerbacks follow the opposing wide receiver around. Both guys have said they'll feel out how the game goes, and if one finds that they're covering him better than the other, maybe they will adjust over the course of the game. It bears watching. As for the New York Football Giants, Odell Beckham Jr. did not have the breakout performance in his first game in 2015 that many people might have expected. Well, that's because the Cowboys paid an awful lot of attention to him last Sunday night. The offensive coordinator, Ben McAdoo, says that's something that is going to happen over the course of this season.
It's not going to be easy to get Odell the ball. He's a guy that can change the game in the blink of an eye, and teams are going to have a plan for him. So we need to do a good job of playing the shell game with them, so to speak, there. And we can't force the ball to them. If they're going to double team, they're going to double them. We need to take the one-on-ones, and we can't be stubborn about that. There'll be a time to take a shot or two with them, but we do need to be smart with it. We need to protect the football and do what's best for the team that way.
And if Odell Beckham Jr. gets a lot of attention, then it's on guys like Reuben Randle, Preston Parker, Larry Donnell, and even a guy like Shane Vereen out of the backfield to make defenses pay for paying too much attention to Odell Beckham Jr. Now, the Falcons gave up a lot of yards through the air against the Eagles in their game last Monday night. So there are holes in that secondary the Giants can try to exploit on Sunday afternoon. Now, it's a very special day at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. It's the special 25th anniversary of the 1990 Super Bowl team. More than 40 players from that team will be in attendance. A big ceremony at halftime. Make sure you stay in your seats and check it out. And in the meantime, go to Giants.com/1990. That's 1990. Check it out. A lot of great stories about that season. A look at some of the artifacts from that year. A lot of great stuff on the Giants' 1990 championship year. With your two-minute drill, I'm John Schmelk. See you on Sunday.